Hey, it's Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Hey, what's up, prosperity peeps? Let's talk about free cheese. I got a call from a friend of mine, and he wanted to chat about a mutual friend of both of ours. And he told me, why do you think he keeps sabotaging himself? He's been exposed to you a lot. And I told him, no, you know what? He really hasn't been that exposed to me. He's been to 3 or 4 of my seminars, but he's not in my coaching program. I spend 5 or 6 hours with him once a year, and then he goes back to thousands of hours worth of counter-programming. So he never had a chance. And this guy we're talking about, I mean, he's worked really hard to succeed in a lot of different businesses for at least 10 years, you know, when we were talking about this. And he works hard. He means well. He's one of those guys that he wouldn't harm a flea. Yet I've seen him crash and burn 4 times in that 10-year period. And 2 things come to mind that I think were the issue for him, and I think it's something you want to be thinking about for your own prosperity. They're both part of your mindset and the kind of changes you have to make to move from victim to victor. The first problem with this guy is that he refuses to live by the universal law of prosperity, which is the concept of trading value for value, or put another way, you know, or of offering value for value. Like a lot of people, he's got this entitlement mindset. He sees that he's struggling and other people are wealthy, so he thinks it's only fair they should somehow provide for his advancement. And this manifests different ways, and watch for this in your own life. He's continually aligning himself in business relationships with people who are much more successful than he is, have more resources. And the idea is, you know, each of these partnerships is supposed to enrich both parties, but they always end up coming up short. There's always just enough to pay his expenses, but nothing is ever left for the other partners. And I don't think he does it maliciously or deceptively. Even I don't even think he's even conscious of it. He just always comes up a little short, and then he regales you with his tales of woe and victimitude. And he looks at you with his big brown eyes and suggests that, you know, if you give up your profit, it would sure help him out. And I did that for him once. We were doing a venture that I won't go into, but it was a thing like, okay, I'm giving up. So I gave up a $25,000 profit thinking, you know, this could be the thing that, this is the break he really needs. This is the turnaround for him, because this could be the moment that it all changes if I give the guy a fresh start. And never happened. It just back. So that was a $25,000 lesson for me, one that I don't need to learn anymore. Thank you very much. But the other reason I think, you know, for him, why does he keep doing it, is just self-sabotage. He just, you know, he would never view it that way. He thinks it's all outside exterior factors, like most people do. And like most people, he evaluates everything about himself based on the evidence of his conscious mind. And yet that's the most foolish mistake anyone can almost make, because our conscious mind lies to us all the time, because it's programmed. It's programmed by the subconscious mind. So this pattern where, so I want you to think about this, because you might be on either side of this pattern, because I think I was on the pattern for a really short time where I would get those partners who had more resources, and I was the one who got my expenses covered, and then it flamed out and they never got anything. And I quickly got over that, somehow turned, you know, because I really am mindful of my programming and really worked on myself. And then I found myself on the other end where I kept attracting partners who just basically took advantage of me. There's no other way to say it. You know, I was, and of course they didn't take advantage of me. I allowed them to take advantage of me. But I was the person with more money, more resources, more reputation, more whatever. And I had this entourage of hangers on. And I realized I was just manifesting that myself, because that allowed me to be the superhero at the end who swooped in and saved the day. So everything would always come down to, you know, I'd get in all these partnerships, but I was the only one who could be the real rainmaker, the one who could make the decisions and make the venture work. And those people were happy to hang on to me and get a part of the action, but it was really just my deep-seated insecurity and needing to feel validated, in my case, because of all the emotionally stunted I was and couldn't accept love and couldn't express love. And so the closest substitute I could get was adulation, right? I put myself in these spots where I could be the hero and save the day. And that was the way I convinced myself, or tried to, that I was worthy. So it's worth you looking at that pattern, because it's a really frequent pattern that I see. And make sure you're not on either side of that equation. Because, you know, neither one is good. Believe me, neither one is good. So the other thing that I think comes into play here is the difference between getting rich and becoming prosperous. Right, you can get rich if you win the lotto, if somebody dies and leaves you a lot of money, or you're out in the backyard, you're going to dig your own swimming pool and crude oil boils up, right? Although situations like those sometimes happen to poor people and create riches, it's temporary riches, because prosperity is only maintained when you live by the laws that govern it. Wealth will never stay around if you're not doing the necessary action. There's always the price to pay, which takes us back to where we began in this journey, which is the fair exchange of values that we talked about at the beginning of the episode. You know, and that's why you look at those studies of people who win the lotto, or sports stars who get $20 million signing bonuses, or entertainers who made $80 million and then they're bankrupt. They got the cash, but they didn't have the prosperity consciousness. So the money never stayed, and the other elements of prosperity never showed up. So, how do I sum up this whole philosophy? Nothing comes for free. You know, and I believe there's just some cosmic energy that equals this out. You know, if you let that checkout clerk give you $10 extra cash in your change, you're the kind, you know, you find a way to get your house wired for cable TV without paying for it because you hacked a neighbor's line. You're just incurring this definite karma debt. And I believe those debts always come due. Prosperous people never look for anything for free. They're always happy to exchange value for everything and anything. And one of the things you discover is that you can't outgive the universe. And we've talked about this in a previous show. And believe me, I've been trying for like 30 years now. But the more I give out, prosperity-wise, the more I get back by like a multiple of 10. I mean, it's crazy. So instead of looking for the shortcut, instead of looking for the hack, instead of looking for a way to avoid putting in the work or providing the benefit, the whole thing, I was on a radio show once, and you know, it's like always the same thing. They're like, okay, so we got 1 minute left, Randy. What's the core, your core philosophy of life? You know, you got 12 seconds. And you know, they gave me like a minute. I'm like, well, you know what? Actually, I don't even need the whole minute. My whole philosophy on prosperity is thus: the only free cheese is in the mousetrap. All right, guys, thanks so much. We had, again, our new record download day last week. So I want to really thank all you guys who've been sharing the podcast, talking about it on social media, rating it on iTunes. And I love to hear from you. Always hit me up on Twitter anytime and chat about the episode. So go out and have an amazing day. Peace. Hey, thanks for listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Do me a favor and practice the circulation law of prosperity and tell people about Prosperity TV. So if you would, just put something up on your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube. Let people know what you think of the Power of Prosperity Podcast. Even take a screenshot of your phone and maybe post that picture so we can build the community here at the podcast. Thanks, guys.